Well. Finally, I got truth out of all of you without pretense. This is why it was said that when you know me, when you really know me, like Bahar was saying, that's when your journey back gets easy. Because every one of you express that this year you're getting me. You're getting it. You finally getting it. Getting it and knowing it was one and the same. It doesn't have to be this light that emanates through me and the fireworks and some horn and tail. Just understanding of what is happening. And appreciating and glorifying the teaching shows that you are getting it. And the result of getting it is expansion that Radha was talking about. I want very little from you. And you want a lot from me. What I want from you is just be sincere. Don't pretend. And if you do, don't pretend in front of me. Because it's discouraging to me. So today I was delighted, if there is such a word, to hear you guys, at least for this moment, you felt sincere and open. The mask was down. You didn't try to impress me. You didn't try to impress you. You didn't try to uphold you that needs to go. Being humble does not mean to sit by me and say, Satyam, I love you and you're my this and that. Being humble is allowing your pretense to fall. That's humbleness. It needs courage, trust, sincerity, and a deep understanding of your guide. And finally, each one of you is beginning through your own experience, expansion, destruction, like Radha was saying, because expansion does not come without destruction. If you don't have a piece of land, you can't build. So, the more you understand me, you understand you. The more you understand you, you understand me. This is the true oval energy that is the purest and the most harmonious. Yes, I agree. The day that I was sitting right there at 5:30 in the morning, just gazing in the horizon, having no desire, nowhere to go, nothing to have. This vibration of and the sound of Sat covered me. And I realized that the chapter has folded. Yet another chapter. Yet another reincarnation. And I knew by the sound and the vibration that could be the final chapter in the book of this life that is started from darkness to light, from untruth to truth, from death to immortality. It gives me joy to look back 18 years, of course my whole life I've been available, but 18 years having this mission to see the stages, the pages, the phases, from crowded pages to a place where is a simple writings that comes from the heart. Yes, like Bahar was saying, it's time for me to, not time, it is a period that is simple and sharp. Yeah. The truth needs to be recognized. Today was recognized. Needs to be celebrated so it's not forgotten as something insignificant. It needs to be honored in order to not take it as something old. It needs gratitude in order to keep you humble. It needs remembrance in order to not forget. It needs recognition in order to expand. As this fire has warmth and also has smoke, as Radha was saying, as you burn, you also spread light. As you're destroying the suffering, you're also bringing light. The smoke is the old, is the burnt, is the ash. Is a symbolic of what is happening to each one of us, and that is why the fire had such a significant with most precious. Have you ever thought that being around me is putting yourself as a log on the fire? This meditation tree that I'm in love with, if there is one faint attraction, stands up without getting tired of standing up, because it has its roots. The weather gets cold, it begins to lose strength and color and begins to shed and fall a deep sleep. The weather begins to warm up by sun, and the buds comes up, begins to open. Then again goes through drying, dying, coming. Doesn't that show us that the outer life of this tree is temporary? The outer life of this tree goes through changes, repeatedly incarnating. And we admire these changes because we have accepted the tree to go through changes, so we don't suffer. So, okay, the nature of this tree is to die and come back and change colors. Now, what gives this chance to the tree to have so many lives in one year is the invisible roots, unless you dig in. If you start digging in, you find the roots and you say, ah, I got it. That's what happens. And then one day after you find the roots, you're sitting and looking at this tree. Say, wait a minute. Okay, the tree has roots. But where did the roots come from? What makes the roots be roots? The roots also die one day. What's going on here? This is what we are all doing together. In a very symbolic way. Thank you.